باب كراهة الاستنجاء باليمين ومس الفرج باليمين من غير عذر. The chapter on the undesirability of making istinja. Istinja is to wash and clean the private parts with the right hand and touching the private parts with the right hand for no reason. Islam is such a beautiful religion, such a refined religion, such a beautiful religion in the sense that everything is spelt out to us. And imagine in the time when people would bury their own daughters alive, when they would make tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif naked, when fighting was a normal, natural thing. For years and years they would fight, families would fight. There was no respect left amongst the people. In that time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came and taught them such values, such refinement, such beauty that is not found in any other deen, in any other way, even up till today. Nothing is found as close to this. They would, when a girl would be born, ayat of the Quran Allah mentions, يَتَوَارَ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ مِنْ سُوءِ مَا بُشِّرَ بِهِ أَيُمْسِكُهُ عَلَى هُونٍ أَمْ يَدُسُّهُ فِي التُرَابِ. Baby girl is born, a beautiful baby girl is born, but it would bring such embarrassment to them. يَتَوَارَ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ, either person will hide away from the people. He's so ashamed, like he has done such a big guna, he'll hide away from the people. يَتَوَارَ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ مِنْ سُوءِ مَا بُشِّرَ بِهِ, from this evil news that he's got. Imagine a baby girl is born, but this is evil news. So now a person is feeling shy, hiding away from the people. أَيُمْسِكُهُ عَلَىٰ هُونٍ أَمْ يَدُسُّهُ فِي التُرَابِ. He got two choices. One is, he keeps that baby with disgrace. That I keep this baby and I live with this disgrace. أَمْ يَدُسُّهُ فِي التُرَابِ. I just take this baby now and bury it in the ground, throw it in the sand, bury it, finish, that's the end of the story. I don't have to be disgraced in front of the people. So sometimes the pit would be ready, already ready. And the wife would give birth, and then if it's a girl, immediately be buried. If it's a boy, it'd be kept with some type of pride. This is the type of jahalat and ignorance that the Arabs were in. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came, and he brought Islam with such beauty, such refinement, everything to show us that this is the splendor, and brought no other than Rasulullah, brought to us no other than by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now from amongst the refinement that Islam has brought, one of the things is that when we're using our hands also, a different hand is used for things of respect, a different hand is used for things of disrespect, a different hand is given, the right hand for example is given for those things that have high regard, for a person holding the Quran Sharif, for a person that is using his hand to take something, to give something, all this is used by the right hand. And the left hand is used for things that generally got to do with dirt. If a person is making istinja, even when he's cleaning his nose, his nostrils, he'll use his left hand. Person is making khilal of his toes, he'll use his left hand. Person is making istinja in the toilet, he'll use his left hand. Now if we look at this beauty of Islam, can you see anything parallel to this? So therefore when we, our values that Allah Pak has given us, we should never think them to be light. Not only huge hand we use, we are taught to wash so much. Not just take one sanitizer and spray, keep spraying that hand. Don't worry what is. We are taught to keep using water. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would wake up, first thing he would do is he would wash his hands. And then we are taught to make wuzu. And then we are taught when a person, before he eats, he washes his hands. After he eats, he washes his hands. Person uses the toilet, he washes his hands. So many different instances the person is taught to wash and wash and wash. So many times he must have a ghusl. Even the last thing before a person is buried also, ghusl is given. So the amount of times that we are taught cleanliness, we are taught taharat, we are taught hygiene, no other religion is taught like this. So this is the beauty of Islam. And not only this type of cleanliness, this type of taharat, to such an extent that you use a different hand also for those things that are clean. Use a different hand for those things that are unclean. So therefore we mustn't be influenced by what we see of the West and their cultures. We must be influenced by what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us. This is the best way of life. Now this was brought to them in a time when there was no municipal flowing water in the pipes. When you just open one tap and you'll get water. It was at a time when they were staying in the desert. It was very difficult to get water. They had to travel for kilometers upon end to bring water and come. But yet this type of washing and this type of cleanliness was shown. So this shows us the beauty of Islam. Anyway, this chapter we start that undesirability of making istinja with the right hand or touching the private parts with the right hand for no reason. Why we say for no reason? If there is a reason to touch, for example, a person needs to use the toilet and now there is a need, then he will use the left hand. Or if a person has only got a left hand, he doesn't have a right hand, person may have injured his right hand, now there is a need, then Sharia allows that and makes concession in this regard. عن أبي قتادة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا بال أحدكم فلا يأخذن ذكره بيمينه ولا يستنجي بيمينه ولا يتنفس في الإناء. حضرت أبو قتادة رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when any of you urinates, he should not touch his private part with his right hand, nor should he clean himself with his right hand. He should also not breathe into a drinking vessel. He should also not breathe into a drinking vessel. Look what level of hygiene, what level of taharat. Only now people are saying that person shouldn't do this and shouldn't do that. But we are taught so many things over 1400 years ago. If you're drinking water, drink, no problem. But don't let your breath that's going out, your carbon dioxide that goes out, don't let that go into the water. Take it far from your mouth and then you breathe out. Look at all these fine things that are taught to us, even before science can even work out and calculate that what person is exhaling, what gases, they are not healthy, etc. Here Shariat is telling us that don't breathe into a drinking vessel. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of appreciating that so many things of beauty that He has brought and put into our deen. This is one aspect of using the right hand, just the right hand. It gives so much more respect to everything. Person is holding the Quran Sharif, holding one kitab, it is giving him so much more respect that now this thing is taken with the right hand. Person is receiving something, he's taking with the right hand. He's giving something, he's giving with the right hand. To such an extent that even which foot you use, Islam has designated that. Person enters the masjid, he's giving extra respect, he enters with the right foot. He's leaving the masjid, he leaves with the left foot. Person is putting his shoe on, now he's putting his wing from bare feet into something that is clean, so now he enters, he wears his shoe with his right foot. Like that, he's wearing his clothes, he starts with his right hand side. Person is entering the home, enters with the right foot, leaves the home, leaves with the left foot. All these things we should take cognizance of. The pious of the past, they will be very careful. If they have to see one child, for example, putting the left foot first, immediately they will stop the child. But you're supposed to put the right foot first. One other thing he does, it makes a person conscious of what he is doing. Otherwise, he'll just do things haphazardly. When a person is so careful of which hand he's using, which foot he's using, now he becomes more aware and more conscious of his actions. So this is one beauty of these things in Islam, using the right foot, using the right hand, etc. And as far as breathing into a drinking vessel is disliked, because impurities from the nostrils, from the mouth, etc. may inconvenience oneself by that thing now falling in. And naturally, if we have to share that thing also, people around will feel comfortable to use it when a person doesn't breathe back into the utensil that he's drinking from. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to bring every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives, being proud of the sunnahs that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought to us. And actually we should take the sunnahs and show the whole world, not that we get influenced by the other people's actions. We must take the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and show them that how much cleanliness, how much of taharat, how much of hygiene is in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That we don't only wash our hands also, that we even wash how we clean ourselves in the toilet, our private parts and everything we clean. We are so clean that we don't just limit it to spraying our hands and saying now we are clean. But every part of our body is clean, every part of our body is washed. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.